the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, April the 11th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Want the odds of Facebook being regulated? Stay tuned. Also on the rundown, teachers in Arizona stage walk-ins to demand higher pay, and Washington, the first state in the nation to reduce bias in jury selection. Topping our news, will Facebook be regulated? CNET reports CEO Mark Zuckerberg opened the door Tuesday, telling Congress he'd welcome regulation if it's the right regulation. He testified before a joint hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee and Senate Committee on Commerce Tuesday. He'll make a similar appearance today before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. At all of these hearings, CNET says Zuckerberg wants to reassure lawmakers, investors, advertisers, not to mention Facebook's 2.2 billion users, that the social network can be trusted with their data. They're calling them walk-ins, as Arizona teachers across the state protest today to demand higher pay. Catherine Davis Young reports about 1,000 public schools are expected to participate.
Teachers, along with staff, parents, and community members, say they'll march arm in arm into schools before the start of the day as a show of solidarity. Their demands include 20% raises, smaller class sizes, and no new tax cuts until Arizona's per-student spending reaches the national average. Noah Carvelis, an elementary school music teacher in suburban Phoenix, is with Arizona Educators United, a group organizing the walk-ins.
We think that that's going to be a very powerful thing to show that community support behind us. And what we ultimately need to see are answers. We need to see something change. We can't maintain the status quo like our governor is trying to.
Governor Doug Ducey has said a 20% raise, which would cost more than $600 million, is out of the question. Teachers got a 1% raise last year, and Ducey's proposed budget allows for another 1% this year. He has vowed not to raise taxes or reverse any corporate tax breaks that he's created since taking office.
Arizona Educated United formed just a few weeks ago, drawing inspiration from teachers who staged a successful labor strike in West Virginia. Arizona teachers say they hope they can reach a deal with the state without a strike. Civil liberties advocates are calling a bill passed Monday by Pennsylvania's Health Committee unconstitutional and unenforceable.
House Bill 2050 would make it a crime to perform an abortion based on a fetal diagnosis of Down syndrome. Elizabeth Randall, legislative director for the ACLU of Pennsylvania, notes that other states have passed similar laws, but none have gone into effect.
It attempts to ban abortion prior to viability and beginning in Roe v. Wade all the way through subsequent Supreme Court decisions. That has been repeatedly affirmed flatly unconstitutional.
Supporters of the bill say people with Down syndrome can lead happy lives and contribute to their communities. HB 2050 could come up for a final vote in the House next week. There is no similar bill in the Senate. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
A federal court stopped implementation of a similar law in Indiana in 2016. Groups opposed to construction of a storage facility for spent nuclear fuel from the nation's commercial reactors are on tour this week to make sure people know what's being proposed for southern New Mexico. Here's Ross Brown.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is considering a proposal from Holtec International to build and transport the waste now stored in casks at various nuclear power plants around the country to southern New Mexico. Don Hancock with the Southwest Research and Information Center says New Mexico shouldn't be the repository for 60 years worth of nuclear waste generated on the East Coast.
The proposal is to bring all that currently exists. So if this were to happen, the place where all this waste would be is in New Mexico as opposed to now when it's in more than 30 other states, and none in New Mexico.
The Holtec facility could store up to 100,000 tons of nuclear reactor waste for as long as 120 years or until a permanent repository is built.
Immigrants advocates are meeting this week to determine their next move as they protest the indefinite detention of Somali immigrants in Florida. Isra Ibrahim is a student organizer at Florida International University, along with the Muslim American Society of South Florida. She organized a protest last weekend at the Chrome Detention Center. She says about 90 Somalis are being detained in Florida for running afoul of President Donald Trump's so-called Muslim ban that singled out immigrants from Sudan and Somalia.
What ICE is doing to these detainees is unconstitutional and just racist, just flat out racist based on where they are from and the fact that they don't have citizenship, but, you know, they're immigrants.
She says they're asking for the release of the Somali immigrants being held in Florida. Another 80 are being held at a West Texas detention center. And finally, Eric Tegetthoff tells us Washington is set to become the first state to tackle racial bias in the jury selection process.
The new rule, which goes into effect at the end of April, bars attorneys from excluding someone not only for intentional racial bias, but also implicit, institutional, and unconscious bias. The decision gives teeth to a 1986 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Batson v. Kentucky, which allows lawyers to object if they suspect a person is being ruled out because of their race. Sal Mungia, an attorney who helped draft the new rule alongside ACLU Washington, says the Batson decision has been hard to enforce because lawyers have to prove that the challenge to a potential juror was a racist act.
So it takes the pressure off of everyone and makes it a very low bar to ensure that, one, we have a more diverse jury panel, and two, that people who in fact show up to do their civic duty don't get excluded from doing that because of the color of their skin.
The hope is the rule can serve as a model for other states. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.